Welcome to The Goodnight Show. I'm Shay Morrison, sleep expert and co-founder of The Goodnight Co. Join me each week for hints and tips on all things sleep. Welcome back to The Goodnight Show. In today's episode, I chat with Monique Peters, founder of The Beauty Journal. After feeling as though the mainstream beauty industry wasn't aligning with her conscious way of living, after battling a series of health issues of her own, Monique learnt a lot about the ramifications toxic ingredients played on our well-being, which is where the Beauty Journal came to life. Now pregnant in her third trimester, Monique's health has become even more of a priority than before. Monique and I delve into how sleep has aided her during her pregnancy so far, and she shares some great tips for other pregnant mums. Monique, welcome to The Goodnight Show. It's so great to have you on here, as I'd really love to dive deeply into talking to you a bit more about some clean beauty, sleep, and congratulations because you are soon to have a new addition to your family.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'd love to talk a little bit more about clean beauty and my pregnancy journey and, you know, how my sleep's been impacted by that and all the fun things.
Great. We get asked a lot of questions from people that are going through the pregnancy stage and obviously then into new mums about, there's so much changing in their bodies and sleep obviously does get a bit of a battering. So it'd be great to have a chat to you about what you've experienced so far. And some tips and things that you can share with some of our listeners. But firstly, I wanted to find out, how did you sleep last night?
I actually slept really well. I've been going to bed really early, listening to my body at the moment, instead of kind of, you know, judging the time and being like, oh, it's so early to go to bed. I'm just, trying to just hop into bed when I feel ready, which I think is really important, because you can definitely get past that, 9 and 10 o'clock stage where your cortisol goes up and then you feel a bit wired. So I make sure that I'm in bed pretty early. But I had a great sleep last night and I actually had probably the biggest sleep in I've had in months. I slept until like 7:30, I think. Which for me is like, I kind of woke up at about 5 and then tossed and turned, and then I woke up at 7:30. I couldn't believe it. It's been nice not setting an alarm.
So that was really good. For people who are unfamiliar, maybe you can just explain to them a little bit about who you are and what you're doing in this clean beauty space.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm a clean beauty makeup artist and skin specialist. So I've been doing wedding and event makeup for around 11 years now. That's just sort of one aspect of what I do, though. My main passion is helping women transition over to using like clean, non-toxic beauty through my own, I guess, like health challenges in the past. You know, I've learned so much through that. So I decided to create an ebook about 6 months ago. I mean, I also educate through like one-on-one consultations, you know, for people that are wanting to kind of, you know, maybe they're having skin issues or they've just fallen pregnant and they want to transition over, or they just want to, make a better change for the environment. So I do that with them. And then I've also got my social media and website platform. Basically just help people make the change over to clean beauty, and I'm also a wedding makeup artist, so a little bit of this and that.
A lot going on. And for people who we have had a guest on, Nat from Kindred Free Toxins, and so have really sort of touched on a bit of this clean beauty space, and I'm sure people are thinking, gosh, why are they focusing so much on this? But it is something that I'm very passionate about, and I think that, you know, there is a lot of misleading information around. You know, we just seem to go through life often listening to advertising and what is being fed through to us and just assuming that it's okay without really understanding the implications that lots of products can have, whether that be makeup, cleaning products, skincare products, or all sorts of environmental toxins, the impact that it can have on our body and our health and our long-term well-being. And so, you know, I guess then the next question is, what does this have to do with sleep? But all of this impacts so much on our sleep, and it's like this kind of ongoing cycle. So it's just tapping in and cutting the cycle at some point that will then reset all of the other areas. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think our hormones play such a, integral role in our sleep. And if we're using, synthetic fragrances and phthalates and, all these, hidden ingredients that are found in mainstream beauty products, it is going to end up leading you. It one little thing leads to another. Mm. And I know that when I first cut out using synthetic fragrance, because I was, spraying it directly onto my skin for so long, I noticed such a big change in even my mood. And also, I don't know if people realize that, an ingredient, even if it isn't perfume, on the back of that, ingredients list, even if it says fragrance, that one listing can mean up to 200 different chemicals that are hidden. Mm, yeah. So yeah, definitely. I think, your hormones play such a big role, especially being a female. So if you're using products that are disrupting those hormones, of course it's going to disrupt your sleep.
Yes.
So absolutely. Yeah, I'm all for, yeah. That's the first thing I would recommend people transition over from, is not using synthetic fragrance and finding natural, essential oils, or I know you guys have some really beautiful rollable blends. So yeah, just, and the thing is, I think people at first are like, oh, but it doesn't last on my skin, but it shouldn't last on your skin for 24 hours. Like what is actually in that? Phthalates, which are like plasticizers, is basically sticking to your skin. It shouldn't, I myself would much prefer to just reapply, every few hours. And also, it's a beautiful experience because then you can kind of inhale it, take a deep breath.
Take some time out of your day to really focus on the present and what's happening. And it's exactly. A really great point, because also with the fact that it doesn't last, particularly in our range, for example, we have specifically developed products that fit into Good Morning Calm during the day and then Good Night. So you can actually transition through some different phases of different oil blends that are going to work for you in those day parts as well.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's so important to have the different scents.
And talking about pregnancy, I was speaking with somebody the other day who mentioned that an obstetrician that she was speaking to mentioned that the first thing that they talk about to their patients that might be experiencing having trouble falling pregnant is to stop wearing perfume. So their number one thing is that they won't help them unless they agree to stop using perfume. And that's pretty much the first and the only thing they talk about. So if that's not a big enough warning sign, then, I don't know what is.
Oh, for sure. And I personally had a lot of hormonal imbalances and issues with fertility and my periods for about, I didn't have the cycle for 10 years, which made me fell into this space because of that, because I was, spending all this time researching and, going to see different, any specialist that you can name. And I was looking at what I was putting in my body, but I wasn't really looking at what I was putting on top of my body. And being in that mainstream beauty world, I just didn't even put two and two together. And yeah, once I sort of completely switched everything over and, I feel like it isn't just that approach. You have to look at your mental health and, just slowing down and things like that. But I 100% believe that contributed to, for myself personally, major hormonal imbalances, because I was, just spraying my skin. I wish I could go back in time.
I know. But the good thing is that you can change this, So, for people who sort of think, oh, well, I've been doing it forever and, I'm in it now and I'll just keep doing it. The great thing is that because our skin, does regenerate and, we do build new cells and, our blood pumps through our body. So we can eliminate, if we're in really good health, we can eliminate all of these things over time. So there's no time, now is a great time to start, really.
Definitely.
And
yeah.
I think it's just even small steps, because I think when it comes to sleep, I know we talk to lots of people and they just feel very overwhelmed because, they're being told to go on a diet or, change the way that they're eating and start a new exercise regime and, all of these things that then adding the layer of sleep and building a routine and not doing this and doing this, it all becomes quite overwhelming, like this clean beauty space can be for people. Yeah. But I think that the tip is just to start small and take baby steps and build up to what you want it to look like.
Yeah, definitely. You don't have to kind of, you know, overhaul your whole, like, that, you know, cost a fortune as well to, like, you know, get rid of everything. It's also a huge waste. You know, it's not good for the environment. So I always say to people, you know, I've got my top six to switch over first in my ebook, and I give links. And I find that that's, you know, the most important places, things like, yeah, synthetic fragrance, deodorant, toothpaste, really surprisingly, because your mouth is a super absorbent place. And then, you know, body lotion, because it's going, you know, head to toe on the biggest surface area. So yeah, just thinking about it wisely. And then, you know, if, and like, you know, if you've got a brow pencil from MAC that you've used for, you know, 12 years and you don't want to give it up, like, that's okay. Don't put pressure on yourself. It's all about, you know, it's not, it shouldn't be like a judgmental space. It's just all about, you know, finding what works for you and making sure you are using, you know, the products that are the most important, like switching them over first.
Yeah.
And as they run out, you know, well, I would have to probably say, actually, deodorant and perfume, I wouldn't even worry about when they run out, because I think that they're both really important.
But yeah, just switch them over
most other things. Yeah, yeah, I would definitely. Yeah, I do, for sure, once I found out what was in them.
And funnily enough, on the toothpaste comment, I've been using this. I use all natural non-toxic products, but when I first started looking for a toothpaste, I use this Kingfisher brand, which is a fennel toothpaste, which might sound disgusting, but I love it. And my children have only ever known this toothpaste. And
So good.
Well, except now they go and stay at people's places and they have normal Colgate. And they're like, I mean, Mum, what is that disgusting toothpaste that we use? I want the Colgate.
Oh, no. I find I actually had to use it, about a year ago when I was away, because I forgot my toothpaste. And I found it left the worst film in my mouth. Like, when I woke up the next day from, like, going from using natural to then using the ones with, like, I think it was McLean's. I don't know what it was, but yeah, I woke up with the worst, like, just funny taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
But yeah, toothpaste, you got to kind of try a few to work out what you find, but yeah, it's something. Yeah. It's super important.
And what have you found? So, since being pregnant, so for those, new mums, or, you know, people who are trying to fall pregnant, what are some of the things that have changed for you that you've noticed that you might have some advice around for people when it comes to not only having the clean beauty aspect, but also about for your sleep and your routines? And, you know, I'm sure that maybe some of your routines have changed. What does that look like?
Yeah, so I really tried to, I guess in like the first trimester, I was pretty sick. So I was sleeping whenever I could, and just trying to keep like food and water down, things like that. I know that not everyone gets sick, but I definitely was. So that was a bit of a challenge at the beginning. But I found having a really good pillow that you can pop between your legs to sleep on your side. I'm having a little bit of a debate with the husband at the moment, because he thinks we don't need to upgrade to a king bed, but I really am over this queen bed because I need all the space at the moment that I can get.
From somebody who has just upgraded to a king bed, I would highly recommend it. Do it straight away.
Oh, and all his friends, even his, like, you know, his mates, I say, oh, do you, like, everyone's got a king bed, but he's just like, oh, we don't. But we did buy, we invested in a pretty good mattress about 4 years ago. So it is a little bit like, yeah, I've really, I've tried to implement practices that a few of them I was doing before, but I wasn't, I guess, as strict on them. But, you know, making sure that I'm just not scrolling in bed when I go to sleep. I put my my phone on flight mode at 8 p.m. every night.
Yeah.
And I've just been reading a lot of like pregnancy books and doing my hypnobirthing meditations.
Beautiful.
Sort of like a rainbow relaxation, which I don't think it goes for 20 minutes and I haven't heard the full thing yet, because I always fall asleep. I highly recommend guided meditation for people who do struggle. And I think some people that haven't meditated before feel a lot of pressure about, you know, having to not think about anything, and there's different, you know, there's Vedic meditation, there's all different types of meditation. But if you do struggle, I would definitely suggest trying, just a guided meditation at nighttime to ease you into it.
Mm. What do you listen to? Have you got some... Obviously, you're listening to the Hypno One, but are there any other sites that you found that are good?
Yeah, so before I fell pregnant, I was actually doing my Vedic meditation. I did a course about a year ago in Brisbane with Elise from Catch by Love, which I love doing because you get your own mantra.
Yes,
so I was really enjoying that. Yeah, but I find since I've been pregnant, I've really liked the guided. So I've been doing, we with my hypnobirthing course that I did, we get about 5 meditations. So I'll alternate those. And then I also just use YouTube. So I'll do like, you know, different chakra meditations or just YouTube. There's so many on there. Like I think we forget how much free content there is out there.
So much.
There's also, yeah, an app called Bloom.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's another one I use. I think it's called Calm. As well,
yes,
I
don't calm. Use that one as much, well, there's another yeah. beautiful one called Fragrant Heart, which I love, and it's all free. It's a New Zealand woman called Elizabeth.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I can't remember her surname, but it's called fragrantheart.com, and there are lots of meditations, and they're beautiful. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, I think it's just such a nice way to help you unwind from the day. And then obviously essential oils, having the diffuser going. And one thing I've actually started. Because I obviously have dropped back a lot the last couple of trimesters just with work. I haven't been setting an alarm clock, and I've just noticed such a difference with, you know, I know that not everyone can do that, especially if you already have kids. Mm. But if you cannot set an alarm clock, my body just naturally wakes up, except for this morning. But it usually will just naturally wake up around 6 a.m. And I just find it's so much, I don't know, calmer for my nervous system not being woken up to like this annoying blaring. Alarm sound. Mm. Yeah. So if that is, you know, an option for people.
Absolutely. And we talk about this a lot through the Good Night Co-Education around the fact that the morning is really just as important as the evening when it comes to sleep. So the way that we wake up and the way that we treat our adrenals and our cortisol, and we're not, you know, stressing them out before we even get out of bed, or that we're going straight to a really, as a female, you know, straight into really strenuous, high intensity exercise, you know, to have that softer, calmer approach, getting some sunlight. So, you know, just taking that time to wake up a bit slower can really set you up to have a great day, and then that prepares you for a really good night's sleep. So it's set that circadian rhythm first thing in the morning so that your body clock is in motion for the day to get to that nighttime when it needs the melatonin to release and, you know, to kick in all of those hormones that help us sleep.
Definitely. Yeah, totally. And I think that also helps you maintain a regular like sleep wake cycle too by doing that, because you're kind of in, yeah, you know, everything's cyclical in life. So I think it's important to, you know, try to keep your sleep cycle sort of, you know, within half an hour or so if you can, similar.
I agree.
Yeah, nice. But yeah, other than that, also if I'm feeling tired, like just doing some gentle like yoga stretches before bed, also avoiding liquids. So I always used to have, if I was pregnant, like a hot chocolate or like, you know, hot teas or things like that. But I just try not to even drink anything other than water, because otherwise, yeah, I'm already going to the toilet enough during the middle of the night. So yeah, that's probably another tip I've got for mums. Try to avoid like teas and things if you can, even though it's delicious. And yeah.
And is there anything that surprised you during this pregnancy phase that you know, that just is like, oh, wow, I didn't realize this would happen? Or
How hungry I am. I just feel like I'm constantly hungry. I think as well, like how much your belly just, like, I know that you see pregnant women, but your belly just constantly is just growing, and you're just, yeah, it's I don't know. I think the female body is just so incredible. Yeah, I've been pretty tired as well. I didn't realize how I did have really low iron though. Had to have an iron transfusion a couple of weeks ago. So I'm hoping that will kick in a couple of weeks, because yeah, it's getting like, you know, a few dizzy spells and things like that. So I think it's really important for women. If you know you're consciously conceiving and you're on like your prenatal, make sure you go and get some bloods done just to see where your levels are at, because once you're pregnant, it's super hard to get them up. And I didn't realize, that was the one thing I didn't realize, that my iron was on the lower side before falling pregnant. So, but other than that, I'm really like enjoying the journey and just feel super grateful that I'm pregnant. It's been a bit of a long journey to get here. Yeah. So yeah, just trying to, yeah, you know, be positive about things. You know, if I'm tired, I'm lucky enough to be able to rest and yeah, things like that.
And I know when we go through pregnancy, it's sort of, you know, there's a bit of that secret society around that we shouldn't talk about the things that, you know, the challenges around pregnancy. But I always think that it's also good to be honest for people to understand that, you know, during this period, not so much in the early trimesters, but in certainly later in the trimester, you know, in a sort of third trimester, sleep can become a challenge for pregnancy.
Yes.
You know, is that something that you've experienced where you've, you know, you're just feeling a bit more restless or having to get up more often?
Yeah, I think I honestly went to the toilet about 4 or 5 times last night. So that is like just getting up and then also like getting yourself in and out of bed. Now that I'm in the third trimester, I rolled over really quickly the other night and I got this real shooting pain in my groin. So you just have to be, I think, a little bit more careful. And yeah, I think it is good to talk about, you know, it's not all going to be rainbows and stars. Like I think as well, like I've had days where I've just cried for no reason and I'm like, why am I upset? Like I've got nothing. But I think you just have to, you know, surrender and know that it's just your body, you know, and all your hormones are changing so much and it's so normal. I'm lucky to have a couple of friends who are pregnant as well. So we'll just message each other and, you know, chat about the thing. Yeah. The real things because it is going to be, one day it's going to be amazing and the next day you're going to feel, you know, upset for no reason. And I think it's just,
And I guess you make a good point. It's good to have, to try and share that with somebody who maybe is going through it, who can understand it at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of vent and have a laugh and talk about how mean we've been to our husbands for no reason.
And in terms of routine, what are you doing? Are you taking, apart from having the iron infusion, are there any other supplements that you've found that you have been really great for you? I know, you know, magnesium is always a great one for sleep no matter what, but particularly for pregnancy, you know, to combat cramps and things like that.
Before I fell pregnant, I was seeing a naturopath and we were talking about how I wasn't getting into like my REM sleep.
Yeah.
And she prescribed me, well, not even prescribed me because you can kind of, it's pretty easily accessible, but some liquid, natural liquid melatonin. Mm-hmm. So I was using that pretty religiously before I fell pregnant. And I think you can have up to like 4 sprays or something, but I was only just having like, you know, 2 sprays. And I found that really helped me get into my like a much deeper sleep but not feel groggy or anything in the morning. I don't know, have you ever tried liquid melatonin before?
I haven't tried the liquid, but I have taken melatonin.
Yeah, so it's a natural brand. I think it's from America, but she said to me that just see how I go throughout pregnancy because I'd been using it beforehand. Mm. And if there's ever any, you know, nights where I'm feeling a little bit wired, I've just been having like not even half a spray of that. But obviously consult, you know, everyone's different. So consult, you know, your naturopath and stuff, but that's sort of best. It's been nice to have just like available for me if I feel like I need it.
What does your nighttime routine look like? So for people out there, you know, a lot of people don't have a routine and we talk about it all the time. And some people look at me and think, what do you mean routine? But what we're really encouraging people to do is to create this routine. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a huge, long process, but it might just be 2 or 3 things that send those signals to your body so that your body knows that you're in that wind down stage.
Yeah, definitely. So I always like to save my shower till after I've eaten dinner and I've kind of, you know, cleaned up and things like that. So I'm like in, you know, fresh PJs and I'm feeling good. I always will pop some lavender essential oil and set my diffuser up. I turn off all the lights in the house to make it sort of dim and I'll just keep my lamp on in my room. We don't have a TV in our room. That's one thing
excellent.
I gave up 5 years ago because I just think bedroom's not for watching television. So, you know, if I'm watching, you know, TV in the lounge room and I'm feeling tired, then I go to bed to sleep sort of thing. And reading. I just see how I go. Some nights I want to journal in the evening. Sometimes I wake up and want to do it. But yeah, they're like kind of, I guess, the main sort of things I like to do. But I think that the meditation is probably the best. And the one thing that I've really implemented and I found I've had the most success of just falling to sleep.
Perfect. Well, we'll add that in the show notes for anybody who might have missed it, some of those different ones that they can plug into. But thank you, Monique. And so we really look forward to following you on your journey. You're very close, you know, you're getting towards the end, so it's not long now. Where can people find out? Where's the best place for people to connect with you?
Yeah, so over on my Instagram page, which is The Beauty Journal, and then I've also got a website, and, you know, if you are looking to transition over, I do consultations, I've got my ebook and things like that. But yeah, the main place I pop all my content is on my Instagram page, so feel free to DM me or connect over there.
Perfect. Now, I saw that you, you know, obviously you're slowing down, but you will be taking new bookings from May for...
Wedding makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So event wedding makeup and things like that. Yeah, from May next year, have a little break and bub comes and yeah, but I'm kind of always still, as you know, being a business owner, you're kind of always still on. Yeah, doing the things. So yeah, I'll definitely remain. I'm going to try to have a month off social media and that lasts 4 weeks before the baby's born. I just, instead of consuming, I just want to,
just connect more.
Be in the zone. Yeah. So
beautiful. Great. Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We wish you all the best of luck. I know that it's going to be absolutely amazing and can't wait to hear, you know, whether you're having do you know if you're having a boy or girl?
I don't. It's a surprise. Okay.
It's great. Can't wait to hear the surprise.
Thank you.
And look forward to
chatting. Me neither.
Look forward to chatting with you again in the new year.
Perfect. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Mon. Thank you for listening to The Goodnight Show. If you're keen to learn more about our guests or any of the topics we've spoken about today, hop on over to the Goodnight Co. closed Facebook community group or check us out at thegoodnightco.com.au. And if you're enjoying the show, please subscribe to us on your favourite podcast provider by searching The Goodnight Show. And if you love what you're hearing, don't forget to leave us a glowing review. Thanks, everyone.